This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do today. Super fun.
Good friend of the show on the hotline right now, Richard Rawlings, of course, Fast and Loud and Gas Monkey Garage. The new season of Fast and Loud starts next Monday, September 5th.
I know he's been doing a bunch of Dodge commercials. You've got time. Gas Monkey Garage Live. Fast and Loud, of course. The Gumball Rally, but Fast and Loud. That's a great show. The rebuilds, the restorations, all the dough.
And they do cool cars on that show.
Yeah, he and Jesse have gotten to be good friends, I think, over the years. He's run into each other and batted some good ideas around.
Yeah.
Richard, how you been, brother?
You want to hear the best sound in the world?
Yes.
That's a cold beer because I'm on vacation.
Good for you. Good for you, man.
You got to get an afternoon show, sir. I don't need to be waking up this early on my day off.
I got you, man. I'm telling you, I'm ready for them to move me into that. For God's sake, you. So where are you going on your vacation? What does a guy like you do on vacation?
I'm staying at home. I'm sitting in my backyard in the hot tub and
nice.
Having a cold beer, and then I'll probably go crawl back in bed with my beautiful wife, and that'll piss her off, and there goes the day.
Exactly. Exactly, man. Because we just got back after Sturgis. A-hole Bob and I rode up around the top of the Great Lakes and then down through Pittsburgh and Detroit, Mackinac, and then over to top of Shenandoah, Blue Ridge Parkway, and then back to Kansas City.
Oh, it's beautiful up there.
It's nice you to love this. And until you've had a throttle go out, and it just became disengaged, that little where it has to fit in the notch on the inside, it popped out somehow, and I'm going down the highway trying to get into Detroit, and I mean, I've got nothing. It's just rotating freely. So I immediately hit it to the cruise control and milked it all the way through Detroit rush hour using nothing but cruise control.
That's the way to do it. I had the throttle cable break on one of my rat rods one time, and I used a piece of string, and Aaron, the bearded wonder, would actually work the throttle with a piece of string.
Nice.
And I would do the brakes and the steering.
Nice. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do to get home.
That's right.
The best part is I look over, I'm going through, and you've been through Detroit. It's, you know, those potholes are unbelievable. It's Detroit traffic. I mean, that's a hard scrabble town. And I'm trying to ride this lever or this cruise control, and I look to my right in rush hour, and there's a mid-sized pickup truck with a midget horse in the back, no trailer, regular sides, and the halter is going through the window, and his horse, and I'm like, that's a goddamn miniature horse right next to me. I couldn't even get my phone out to take a picture. It was so ridiculous.
Yeah, that is crazy. We've had some. I was up in Detroit last week too. That was Woodward Dream Cruise.
Nice, nice. You know what? There's something about that town I really love. They've had it so hard. You see U.S. Steel. You see the car plants. You see people who have really stuck it out and built America. You got to have genuine love for Detroit.
I bought a house while I was there. Actually, there's a new M1 Concourse, which is a racetrack. Hobbyist place with garages and bar and restaurant and all this stuff.
I've heard of those.
It is right on Woodward Boulevard in Pontiac, Michigan. And they want, like, I don't know, $500,000, $200,000 for a little bitty garage just to put your race car in. It barely even has a bathroom. And I pull out of the front door of M1 Concourse, and there's a house on like an acre of land with a for sale sign in it by owner. And so I go up and I knock on the door, and I bought it for $30,000.
Oh, that's got to piss those guys off incredibly, man. That's great, because, I mean, that's exactly right.
I'm going to call it the R1 Concourse.
It is the Rawlings one. Because isn't it great up there in that part of the country, though? I think you ought to take people from all over the Midwest, and especially the West Coast, and just go, look, you're going to go up here and you're going to see how these guys live, how they get up every morning, and they, work 40, 60 hours a week. I mean, busting their ass to make this country work.
Well, that's actually called a job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not radio guys. Every time a radio guy...
You do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys with radio work, I'm like, they want to complain about stuff. I go, come on, man. What'd you do today? You got to talk to Richard Rawlings. You're going to talk about cars, trips, riding, the open road. That's not exactly work.
No, it's hard work up there, man. I love it, though. I like Detroit a lot.
Yeah, me too, man. You got to be excited about Fast and Loud. Discovery, next Monday, the 5th, starts at 7 o'clock Kansas City time.
Dude, well, we actually come on tomorrow night with a clip show that's going to be pretty cool. We'll look back and all that kind of stuff. It's always fun to do those. But, you know, what we've got coming up in this next season, we've been off air for a long time. I know everybody's waiting on us to come on, but we kind of checked ourselves, and we are building some amazing, amazing stuff. You know, the Bearded Wonder put on his put his wrenches where his mouth is, and he is getting after it.
Dude, I've seen so much fun stuff this year. I've really, for the last couple of years, had a real, I mean, just sickness for rat rods. And I love them. The problem is, you know, there's no real value there, you know, because they're incomplete cars. And so as much as I love them, it'll be impossible to sell it to another guy who loves it the same way.
Well, that's not true. I mean, the value is in the fact that, you know, that's something that anyone can have, anyone can do, and anyone can make it their own, whether it's a four-door Nova or, you know, a 31 Model A that's all slammed. And I don't like the term rat rod because it comes up as, you know, half concocted, bad work, shady work, stuff like that. I mean, you can still build a super serious car that just doesn't have paint, and
sure,
people consider it a rat rod because it doesn't have paint work. And
right,
trust
yeah,
me,
exactly.
You know, the cars that I own that are painted, I don't drive them anywhere near as much as the cars that I drive that have original paint or old patina on them, because I don't care. I don't care if they get scratched. I don't care if I get a rock chip.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. I think the guys at Hot Rod Dirty are doing a nice job.
What's Hot Rod Dirty? Never heard of it.
It's just a company that just builds nothing but like old trucks and rat rod stuff. Huge engines, great undercarriage, you know, great braking system,
that's
great steering.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly what you're talking about. But I'd love to have one because you're right. I want to drive it. I cannot bring myself to drive something with perfect paint because you know it's going to get dinged. You take it to a parking lot, a bar. It's just not going to go well.
I know, but you still drive it, you know. Yeah. You know, you want to get in your patina. It's just like, you know, still being married to your wife. You just have to do it.
How long have you been married, Richard?
17 years.
Good God. What were you thinking? What were you thinking, my God?
I wasn't on TV yet. I thought that was the best I was going to get.
Dude, it's so true. You know, God bless you for having the humor to say it, because that's what everybody thinks when you see a guy hit a level of success on television. And look, there's no doubt. There's got to be girls crawling up your leg.
There's a few out there for sure,
yeah.
But you know, I've got one that's hard to beat. You know, it's
sure.
Pretty hard to find a 6-foot-tall blonde with big fake knockers and you know, that's intelligent,
right?
And size one. So, you know, they're rare animals.
Can she wrench a car a little bit? Does she understand it?
You know, she loves it. She rides her own Harley and has a good time and hates to shop. I got the perfect wife. I'm telling you, she'd be happy with two pairs of blue jeans and a couple of white T-shirts.
That's a unicorn, my friend. That is a unicorn.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? You know, because I dream about like going across the outback in Australia. We've ridden down to Mazatlan and up to Nova Scotia and Fairbanks, but I want to do that Baja run on a motorcycle, want to go try somewhere else in the world, like New Zealand on a bike run.
I want to go to New Zealand. I want to do a lot of stuff, but the work's got me tied down right now. I mean, basically, so I've got four shows on Discovery now. My new show, Garage Rehab, is coming out late in fall. And it's going to be awesome. And then got a couple other projects in the works, including a film documentary thing. And it's just going to be, you know, work for a couple of years. But after that, New Zealand for sure. It's unbelievable. When you can go everywhere from the beach to snow skiing in the same day.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
No, I love, it's impossible to explain to people why you love doing the things that you do. You know, the open road, that smell, the rain hits that asphalt in that hot summer day. It's just, there's nothing in the world like it.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, I love it. You know what I bought yesterday?
What?
Just on a whim? I bought the new Victory Octane.
Really?
It's kind of like the Victory version of the 1200 Sportster.
Yeah, yeah.
But super cool, water-cooled bike. Very fast, very low, very lean, very mean. I was just... I was at a buddy of mine's biker bar, motorcycle shop, Strokers down here, and I liked it, so I bought it. It's super cool bike.
It's got those little cafe, those little tiny fairings on it, little flat black paint.
It does. Yeah. It does, and it's a rad little bike. I'm going to slam it and do a couple things. I've already got some wild ideas, but really cool bike.
Dude, that's the whole thing. Is people will get hung up on the certain, I only like Fords or Chevys or Harleys or Suzukis or Victories, and it's ridiculous. I like everything. I've got a Ural at home, a Russian bike, that it runs like a little, it's almost cartoonish. But man, is it fun to ride!
Yep, and the old bikes are coming on strong. Me and Dennis actually are starting a side business right now, buying old motorcycles like 1975 and backwards. That stuff is fixing to start going through the roofs. It's not going to be long before you see, you know, Honda Enduros, you know, from the early 70s, selling for $10,000, $12,000, $15,000.
Dude, it is
going to be ridiculous.
I rode a 1974 754 to interview for this job, and
it's in 74 probably.
Yeah, no kidding, right? This thing at worst, four carburetors in the world, because you could almost never get them tuned in right if you had any kind of a side wind.
No, the best solution I saw to one of that is the guy built an entire intake, and put it to the side and had a Holley two-barrel carburetor over there.
Yeah, that's all you could do. I remember riding that thing all the flat saddle. I'd ride it all over the Midwest. I love that thing, that little chrome fender. But you're right. Those bikes had style. There's a certain look to them that we've gotten so far away from, they're going to become the collector.
Yeah, what I'm looking for right now, big time, because my dad used to ride me around on one. I literally used to sit on the tank as a Kawasaki 750 LTD.
Yes. Yes. I used to love my father had a Honda-matic. You remember those?
Oh, heck yeah.
It was an automatic motorcycle. I had one of those. I grew up riding on the back of his Goldwing. So, and all those bikes were what I loved.
Dude, my dad got pulled over one time with a joint in his mouth and a beer in his hand. He throws a joint in the bushes, hands me the beer, and he goes, I'm walking back there, and as soon as that cop's not looking, you chunk this in the bushes.
That's fantastic.
I'm like, okay, I'm like 8 years old.
That is so good, man. Is your dad still with us? You still got your dad?
Oh, he's great, man. He was wearing like the sandals with the tire tracks on the bottom of them and a pair cut off and no shirt. Okay, and probably a gallon of Banda Soleil.
That is fantastic, man. He's got to be super proud of you, man.
You know what? He's got dementia and Alzheimer's. My dad, too. It's like you can see it in his eye when he realizes what's going on, and that's really, really cool. But a lot of times he's just kind of there and just kind of lost, and you know, but I have fun with him, and it saves me a lot of money too, because like he'll be like, what'd you give me for my birthday? I'm like, oh, Dad, and I'll just pick some of his house. See that lamp over there? I bought that.
Yeah, dude, that's so funny. My father is dealing with the exact same thing, and which we joke about on the show is when I tell him I'm a college graduate or I was an astronaut or something every time I go to the house. But yeah, when you'll see that moment come through.
You know, I've got my Gauss Monkey Foundation, and that's what we do. I call it taking care of the old kids, because they really do turn back into children.
Yeah,
and their wonderment is unbelievable. You know, like I'll show my dad some of my cars and take him for a ride, and he's just like, "Holy cow, this exists!" You know, I mean, it's almost like dealing with a young child.
Yeah, so it is so fun. Much.
And
so
a lot
much.
Of people get really pissed off about, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to help him. I've got to turn him back into this. Dad, why can't you do that? Dad, well, they're not ever going to do that. Just have fun with them.
Yes.
You know, have a blast. Take them to the ball game. Go disco dancing, whatever.
Dude, I could not get on board more, because I've gone through this exact same thing in my family. And people who listen to the show, they'll go, why will we make fun or why will we do this? I go, listen, he's never, stop testing him. It's not coming back. So what you do is every day we find a way to laugh. You find a way to joke about it. You find a way to make it funnier. And if I take him to lunch and I'm just the nice guy, that's okay. If I'm his son, that's okay too. I don't take it personally.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, I have a blast with him. I get him loaded and send him home with my driver, you know, and he'll wake up the next day going, somebody stole my car.
Dude, man, get up to Kansas City anytime, Richard. And you know what? Anytime we can help you with that foundation here in the Midwest, man, let me know. And I'd love to, because I truly know what it's like to be here.
Actually, you know, the best way for the viewers or the listeners to know is you can go to gasmonkeyfoundation.com and you can donate your car just like you do in certain cities. You can do it anywhere in the nation. Anywhere in the nation, you can just fill out the form, donate a car, truck, or boat, and whammo. You know, it'll disappear, and 100% of it goes to, you know, different foundations, different families, different organizations, I've had the foundation for going on 4 years now, and I've never even costed off a Happy Meal. It is 100% to take care of people.
That's beautiful. That's really good, man. Listen, I'll definitely be checking out the Clip Show this week, and September, I'll check out the brand new Fast and Loud, September 5th, 7 o'clock.
Well,
and
you know, Harley and Davidson is coming on that night.
That's
too,
right.
And we're
that's
building a Harley Davidson and a 39 panel truck. It's going
to
be cool.
Man, I can't wait to see it. At any time, Richard, have a great vacation. Finish your beer, jump back in bed, and see if you can't warm up.
All right, thank you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.